Thank you. Let me just add a few more questions also to the panel. And first, also thank you for very good presentations, very complementary, by the way, which is exactly the whole objective of having this part of the working group, where we can get updates from different dimensions of digital for development, in a sense, on statistics. With regard to ILOs, I think we are very enthusiastic also about the initiative to develop better measurement of work and employment related to digital platforms. As we, from ANCTAD's perspective, see the two main drivers of what we're seeing in changes happening in the digital economy right now can be linked to the increased platformization of the economy and the increased reliance on data, and these two come very closely together. We would be very interested in, of course, continuing our collaboration with you, and we have already touched upon the possibility of having some brainstorming on this in the early part of next year. We see that what happens at the platforms, including both employment but also more broadly, is very relevant for what we'll see in trade. It's something that is very highlighted in the handbook on measuring digital trade, the role of platform intermediation, but also for taxation. And this is something that that also needs to be better captured, because to see how countries can also deal with platforms in digital trade and how to tax them through indirect taxation and other forms. I think it's worth noting that ILO is also a member of the partnership on measuring ICT for development, but this is an area that we haven't really discussed much in the context of the partnership yet. And maybe as we move forward with the partnership and to pick up on ESPI's great review of the first 20 years, as we head for the next 20 years of the partnership, or maybe the next few years, it would be worth exploring to perhaps introduce some core indicators linked to the ILO's area of work. On the ITU's presentation, I mean, it's very striking that that in so many areas we still lack data from so many countries, which is again reinforcing the perspective of data divides, statistical data divides here. And very interesting also to see that this, the particularly low response rates were in the area of e-commerce related to household service and individual service. We need to see how we can continue, I think, to continue collaborating on the capacity building side that we have done in the past. Of course, we'll come back to capacity building later in this working group, but it's very, very important, I think, for efficiency reasons. And I would like to just also extend our appreciation to CETIC for having hosted the celebration of the partnership earlier this year. It started at the ANCTAD Ministerial in Sao Paulo in 2004, so it was very appropriate to come back to Brazil in that context. Finally, on the OECD, just to reflect, you had interesting numbers there on the e-waste and the improvement of the statistics on e-waste. Just for those of you who are interested in this area, ANCTAD in this year, we published a Digital Economy Report 2024, focusing on the interface between digitalization and environmental sustainability. And there we produce what we call digitalization-related data. That is a more narrow scope of the broad e-waste category to make it more closely linked to the digital dimension of that. And it also confirmed that very, very big differences between developed and developing countries here in terms of, for example, generation of such waste, where on average in developed countries, per capita generation of such waste is about 3 kilos per person, whereas in developing countries, on average, is about 1 kilo per person, and for least developed countries, it's only 0.2 kilos per person. So this is also why I just want to emphasize that, because very often we have good data from Eurostat or from the OECD, But we cannot just assume that the data that are coming out from the more advanced economies apply to the less advanced economies. So we really need to work on having more universal access to this kind of data as we move forward. And I think that's why we're here today and in the future meetings. Thank you very much.